This message you're about to listen to was recorded live at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the Throne Room Parish, Transcorp Hilton, Abuja. Be blessed as you listen.
Song of Solomon chapter 2 from verse 1 to 4. The Bible says, I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. As the lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. As the apple tree among trees of the wood, so is my beloved among sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight. And his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Many of us, when we talk of love, we pretend so much. Somebody wrote a love letter years ago when I was senior prefect in modern school, of blessed memory, because we don't have modern school again. Praise God. The rarest piece of paragon. Don't write it down. I hope you are swimming in the ocean of joy. If so, doxology. You remember, sir? Oh, God. When I got the letter, as senior prefect, I said, this one is going nowhere. You are supposed to be married to your books. You are fooling around at this age. He didn't go beyond modern school. I don't even know where he is today. There is a time to love. There's a time to do what? To do what? They're afraid of seeing that one. Love is invisible, yet it is invincible. Very strong. Love is as strong as death. Song of Solomon chapter 8. Verse 6. It says, set me as a seal upon thy heart, as a seal upon thy arm. For love is as strong as what? As death. If you go to verse 7, the Bible tells us that many waters cannot quench love. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man will give all the substance of his house for love, it will utterly be what? Contempt. Love is a serious subject. I was going to preach on something else because I didn't get the theme in time. I got it last night. But you know we are soldiers of Christ. Before the end of this very week, somebody would know the full meaning of love. Please say better amen, somebody. Love is irresistible. The question is, what is love? Number one, love is the opposite of hatred. Somebody sent a text message to me was struggling with health, and I was struggling to visit a member of the church, that I couldn't see. Rain was falling. So in the midst of that, I was calling the brother. I couldn't reach him. I was calling the wife. It was ringing. She didn't pick. Then somebody called along the line. And then eventually, I now called the person who called me, whose call I missed. He didn't pick, or she didn't pick, because I didn't know the caller. And the next thing was a text message. I hate you. You refuse to pick my call. She didn't know what I was going through. She didn't know what was going through me. Thank God for pastors. You are going through something, others will come to you. You have to drop your own and then attend to them. That's why we should appreciate Pastor Tunde. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 12, hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 12. Number two, what is love? Love is God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, the Bible says, he that loveth not, knoweth not God. For God is who? Is love. God is love. Can you help me tell somebody again, I love you, compulsorily? Whether you like it or not, I love you. I'm just encouraging somebody. Maybe you have not even said I love you to that person for a long time. And as from today, you are going to love people freely. Yes. Say better amen, somebody. Yes. My sweet sister is not here. Thank you, ma'am. In our family, those who are close to me, no dull moment. I'm a pastor. That's correct. As a pastor, you're a man of many parts. I'm a father. I'm a husband. I'm a teacher. I'm a guide. I'm a counselor. If you see me with my children, particularly the grandchildren, you will think I'm a kid. I always tell people around me, that's my wife, and there's no duplicate. I cherish her. I love her. If you see text messages, people send, they say, regards to your sweet sister, our mommy, all over the world. It is whatever you call her that people will call her. Give your wife, give your husband pet names. And you will see the best in her. You will see what? The best. You are a child of God. If your father is love, then you are what? You are love personified. We will come to that after later. That's my grammar, please. What is love? Love to me, number three, means let offenses vanish entirely. L-O-V. Let what? Vanish entirely. L-O-V-E. Stop keeping records of wrongs. You did this 2 years ago, precisely about this time. You are doing the same thing today. I said so. I saw it coming. Where do we go from here? A member of the church looked at me when somebody had a challenge and I ran towards her to pray with her to assist. He said, "Daddy, don't you know this woman?" I said, "I know her. She's a member of the church." "You don't know what she did to you." I said, "She didn't do anything to me." That one has gone. Forget about the past. I can see a glorious future. Everybody has a past. Everybody has what? A past. I have my own past. I didn't start as a perfect man. Daddy Joe did not start as a perfect person. Thank God that some of us are trying to follow his footsteps. He closes his eyes to so many things. "Daddy, you mean you didn't see this thing?" He says, "See what? There is a glorious future waiting for somebody." Amen. If you are the person, let me hear your amen.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 and 22. I won't preach long. We are going to pray together. The Bible says, Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 and 22. Then came Peter to him and said, "Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till 7 times? He didn't allow Jesus to answer. He was suggesting the answer. You asked a question, you didn't wait for the reply. "Till 7 times? Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until 7 times, but what? 70 times 7. Abba. That is what? 490. So, even if that person is a demon, and he's a sin practitioner, sinning against you every minute. "Sorry, sir. Sorry. Once he says sorry, that's all. 70 times 7. Then you are to forgive. Let offenses vanish entirely. What is love? Maybe I give you one more. To me, love can be spelled as life of victory every day. L-O-V-E. Life of what? Every day. That's your portion. You are going to overcome every challenge. Let me hear it from somebody. I want you to conquer hatred with love. There are people who have made up their mind to do what? To hate you. With passion. Love them with passion. Romans chapter 8 verse 37. The Bible says, "Nay, in all these things we are more than what? Through what? Through whom? Through him that..." When I was in Kano State, as a provincial pastor, I was invited for naming ceremony in the house of late Sonny Abacha. Because our house was very close at Gidado Road. And that's where I'm different. Because of, let's go fishing, I couldn't attend. I said my wife should stand in for me. When the wife saw my wife, because it was the wife of one of his sons that gave birth, she said, tell pastor that we love him. Tell pastor that we appreciate him. I did not only send my wife, I sent a gift. Unknown to us, some people are watching us. I have a friend, maybe I have told Pastor Tunde, who is one of the sons of the late Emir of Kano. Till today, we are close. I wrote a letter to his father. I said I wanted to pay him a visit. Oh God, come and see the pastors around me. What's happening to this man? No pastor has ever done this. I said, that's according to you. I wrote to him that I wanted to pay him a visit. In the first place, we thought he would never even reply that letter. And within a few days, he replied that he was expecting me. And I went. We requested for just a courtesy what? The man blew it. TV was there to carry it. Radio. It was intimidating. So I told him, because he said I should send my speech in advance, which I did. I said, I resumed in so time. I said, since I resumed, my mind had not been at rest because I've not been able to see you. I said, because anywhere I go, I want to meet whoever is the head. I said, my father and the Lord, Pastor Adeboye, will be happy that I'm here today, because he has great respect for all the traditional rulers. He was nodding his approval. That was the beginning of a relationship. See, today, I'm close to the family. One of the sons that is my friend, about 2 years ago, he said, I'm going to send your Christmas gift. And he sent somebody to come and drop the gift in Abuja here and it's in Kano. Brethren, let's wake up. Some of the pastors that were trying to castigate me, one of them said later, it's like this man is using the right approach and we have been using wrong approach all this while. Let me tell you, the same person had to directly or indirectly request for another visit. Because almost every time he would say, what a pastor. So I had to pay him another visit. But this time around, he was going to blow it again. I said, sorry sir, I want it to be a closed door meeting. He sent everybody out. So myself and himself. I said, sir, we've been struggling to survive here. We want to buy land. We can't get land. What can you do for me, sir? He said, I'm going to have a meeting with my chiefs and I will tell them to sell land to you, people. I thought he just said it to push me away. Until I went to one of the towns within Kano State and I met one of our pastors there, the area pastor. He said, let us meet the district head. And we met that one. He said, no, anywhere you want to buy land, let us know. Because we had a meeting with the emir and he told us to sell land to you people. That was how we were able to buy land. You cannot treat somebody as an enemy and expect him to treat you as a friend. We have to change our orientation. Somebody sent a nasty text message to me. One of my colleagues. Maybe was under pressure, but no matter what. I just replied him. I said, thank you, sir. It broke him. Because he was expecting me to also erupt. I said, thank you, sir. So by the time he saw me, he began to speak to the east, to the west, to remove what he had said. Do you know, beginning from today, nobody will succeed in spoiling your testimony again? Amen. Let me hear amen from somebody. Amen. Let me just run through characteristics of the love of God. And then we close. Number one, the love of God is unspeakable. You can please write down Romans chapter 8, which you have already read, from verse 38 to 39. Romans 8, 38 to 39. It's unspeakable. You can't understand it. Romans 8, 38 to 39. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creatures shall be able to do what? Separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Number two, it is unending. Jeremiah 31 verse 3. Jeremiah 31 verse 3. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. So I am alive not because I can fast and pray. Like I said the other day, there were so many attacks in 2017. You didn't escape the attacks because you are smart. It's because of his love. He has loved us with an everlasting love. His love is eternal. Number three, this love is unmerited. His love is based on his grace. Romans chapter 9, verses 15 and 16. Romans 9, 15 and 16. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have what? Compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. He loves us not because of what we have done or what we have not done. I know you have your own testimony. But if you listen to others, you will keep your own. God is good to us. God is kind. God is faithful to a fault. And I tell you, whether you believe it or not, you are going to enjoy his love more than ever before. In the name of Jesus Christ. As I want to close, why are we celebrating love today? First and foremost, the Lord Jesus is claiming you as his possession afresh. He's claiming you as what? His possession afresh. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Do you know you are the apple of God's eye? Whoever touches you touches the apple of God's eye. You are special. In the name of Jesus, no evil shall befall you. Amen. No evil shall befall your family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, Amen. You are a peculiar treasure unto him. According to Exodus chapter 19, verse 5. You can write it down, please. Exodus 19, verse 5. Number two, God wants you to begin to show love to others. God is reminding you that He loves you still. I have a credit over your life. I died for you on the cross of Calvary. You have messed up several times, but I keep loving you. Show the same love to others. If God should mark iniquity, who can stand? Nobody. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, which we have read. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. And permit me to say that, that's number three. Love is the badge of a true disciple of Jesus. Love is the what? Badge. Identity card. Of a true disciple of Jesus. We see so many people, they will put a sticker very big. I am born again. I am connected. I am favored. I am this, I am that. That's correct. I am his disciple. And if, thank God for Lagos. If you say you are sanctified, let's take you to Lagos to test your sanctification. When the Lord provided our first car, the thing was doing quench and start. And I learned driving with that car. It was, the hand was as hard as a caterpillar. But I didn't despise it. Because it was a very humble beginning. So I'll be driving, the thing will quench on the road. The conductor will come out and say, can go and die at home. I will do something like this. The driver will say, okay, gently. Let him start. One day I was driving. God bless you, my daughter. That's an evangelist. I was driving one day, the thing quenched. Somebody said, what are you driving? I said, I'm driving a car. So he couldn't, but what? He couldn't, don't laugh. I said, I'm driving a car. Once you ask me a question, the answer will be waiting. Praise God. You will finish well.
Amen.
I say you will finish well.
Amen.
I was driving it another time, and you know, Okada riders, as turn right on the right, on the left, you see them. One of them said, I beg, come on this Okrika car for road. Now, if he has an Okrika car like this, he won't be riding Okada. Take it easy. God is working on you. He's working on me. You are not yet there, but you will be there one day. There is no glory without a story. You are going through something, but thank God, because at the end of the day, you are going to give testimony. There is no landmark without a knee mark. Very soon you are going to stand there to give a testimony. People will say no. People will say no, it's not possible. When you get home today, let everybody around know that everything has changed. Some fathers are going home. As they are knocking, the children will be, oh, daddy has come. Kilo day. They should be saying, yes, sir. They should be saying, daddy, yo, 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 daddy, yo, yo, yo. It's like terror has come. Everybody hide. Tell somebody, take it easy. Love. I close with a story which you are familiar with. And then we'll pray. Do you know God is speaking to somebody? There are some people, they must not bend. This is how in a family, this is how they talk. Oh. If I talk, it may affect you. Take it. Then must you talk? Is it compulsory? You must ask for grace today. You must do what? Ask for grace. Two or three of our fathers in the Lord, they asked me, one of them said, are you sure you are from so-so place? I said, by his grace, sir. He asked me the second time, are you sure you are from so-so? I said, by his grace, sir. The third time, I said, and I told him, I mentioned one or two people from his own village because we happen to share boundary. Ah, he said, what you? Because they believe that if you are from some places, Nimba. Lie. No, we won't take it. You can't take what? If you accept Christ, he must take away something from you. There must be a change. If you show love to anybody, however hard that person may be, you will see a change. How many of us have heard about Androcus and the lion? You read it in New Oxford. Oh God. I'm on my own. Even our fathers and mothers here. Androcus and the lion. Egwonpai. I think it was primary 5. Pastor Tunde knows now. Don't pretend. You don't know JF or Dunjo. Oh God. Praise the Lord. Now, Androcus was a slave. He offended his master. And he ran away. And while he was in the jungle, he saw a lion that was in pains. He summed up courage, moved very close to the lion, and discovered that there was a thorn in one of the legs. And he pulled it. And he left. A few weeks later, the same lion was captured by the hunters from his town. And they made a place they called Arena and put the lion there. Anyone that offended the king, they will push the person there. Any criminal, any offender, they go and struggle with the lion. The lion will kill. And so, a few years later, Androcus was captured by his master. He said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw you into the what? So, everybody was around to come and see runaway slave. Let's see how he would die. As he was thrown into the place, the lion came charging. A few meters from where Androcus was, the lion stood. This is my old friend. The one who helped me out when I was in trouble. and began to wag its tail and began to lick his hand. If a lion could respond to love, anybody can respond to love. Let's bow down our heads. Father, work on me. Permeate my life. Pray for yourself. It's a prayer for yourself. Whatever you need to remove, oh God, please remove. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. With this message, there's going to be reconciliation in many homes. There's going to be healing. Please, let's be on our feet and say, Father, let's join our hands together. Say, Father, we commit every home into your hands. Let there be peace. Let there be reconciliation. Let there be unity. Let's join our hands together and pray for homes. Healing, O God. Heal our homes, O Lord. Heal our homes. Heal our families. Let there be peace. Let there be love. Beginning from today. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. To download this message, please visit our podcast at The Throne Room on your handheld device or computer. For any inquiries, call 08087-000004 or visit the Life Center at number 20 Colorado Close off Dame Street, Maitama, Abuja. You can also visit our website, www.rccgthroneroom.org. You are highly lifted, highly favored. Thank you.